Well, I've got Joe Franklin on the kiosk, and it's not the first time I've done that, but it's the first time he's essentially audible. But I'm doing this around 30th Avenue, between 30th Avenue, on 30th Avenue between 31st and Steinway, and I guess I don't come out here during the weekday much because it's really fucking noisy over here. But it's perfect the way Joe fits in because he's barely audible, but he can hear it. And if you recognize that voice, you'll be drawn in. So that means for the one, you know, fraction of a percent of people around here who would recognize Joe Frank's voice, they'll be in on it. And those who don't might hear something coming out of that box and be intrigued. And I've seen that happen with other sounds, but when I did it before, Joe was just too quiet for anybody to hear. But I figured out ways to overclock the sound. I get it, it's about 300% louder than it was a couple of weeks ago. And I started processing some of the old calls, and I realized how far I've come in processing and mastering the audio. Just to say that I'm mastering it is flattering myself, but that's not the different sense of the word, but some of the old tracks that I put up a long time, you know, within the last few years, you can barely hear. And my philosophy for a long time was to just let it be like that, because that's the raw form. That's what the payphone sounds like. But let's be real. If people are going to listen to this, they got to be able to hear it. I mean, it was audible, but you had to have headphones on, or you had to have the speakers turned up 100%. And it doesn't sound magnificent now because you can't get water from a stone, or what's the expression, garbage in, garbage out. But some of the calls sound great. Some sound like shit. Some of them I fucked up, so I do it over again. But it's coming together, I think. Something's coming together. I don't know what, but something's coming together.